All right, so as we begin our meditation period tonight, just taking a couple moments to arrange your meditative seat. It doesn't matter if you're on the floor, in a chair. If you have a bad back, you may need more support. That's perfectly fine. But find a quality of settling into your support, into the floor, into the chair. And from that support, inviting a uprightness, a verticality of the back and the body. Even if you need support, if you're laying on against something, to have that same quality of lengthening through the spine. And relaxing the body. Relaxing any areas of tension, of discomfort, the best that you can in this moment. Maybe taking a couple deeper breaths and inviting that area to soften to some degree. So we'll begin as we did last week by bringing sound into our awareness, making it the object of our attention. What is meant by making something an object is that we center and steady our attention on that one experience. In this case, the experience of hearing. There's the sounds of my voice. There's also the sounds within your room, within your environment. As I'm sitting with you, I can hear a car outside and the sound of my wife putting dishes away, the pitter-patter of a dog's feet. As each sound is heard, practice feeling it very simply, very directly, and also with a quality of sensitivity. Almost as if your whole body is what is hearing. There's no need to strain to hear. Just let the sounds come to you. Let the sounds arrive at their own pace and to leave at their own pace. And as each sound is known, is being heard, practice doing nothing with that sound other than hearing it. Some sounds we enjoy, that we find pleasant. Some sounds we find irritating, distressful, annoying. Practice listening beyond your reaction to the sound. Letting that reaction of wanting or not wanting simply float above the actual experience of hearing. As opposed to becoming focused on the reaction. Oh, I wish they would be quiet. Or that's such a lovely sound. listening very simply. Doing nothing with. Doing nothing with includes our mental label, the way that we identify a sound. That's the car, that's in a pet, a neighbor, a housemate. Noticing how that labeling isn't the sound itself. It's what our mind adds to it. So practicing adding nothing to sound. Listening before words, before concept. To the direct, essential experience of hearing. Now, naturally, we may lose our focus, our steady attention on sound, and find ourselves thinking, lost in thought. As soon as we recognize that, say, okay, I've woken back up. I can release the thought without self-judgment, without friction. And then coming back into the experience of hearing, receiving sound. You may find as we listen to sound as an object of meditation, we start to become quieter inside. There's a growing sensitivity. This is not always the case, and we can talk more about that later. But much of that inner stillness, that inner quiet, comes from our non-reaction, as we simply attend to the rising and passing away of sound, without agenda, without doing anything with sound other than knowing it, other than hearing it. Now bringing this same quality into sensing the breath. Not the idea of the breath, but the actual inner sensation of the breath moving through your body. wherever it is most easily accessed. Perhaps the gentle rising and falling of the chest or the belly. The subtle changes of pressure, of sensation. Perhaps the subtle flow of air at the tip of the nostril. And just as with sound, letting the breath be itself, not needing to control or alter, just to notice. And if you find that there's a struggle arising with the breath, feel free to return to the sound. Or if a sound becomes predominant, seamlessly switch to hearing as the meditative object. And then letting your attention focus even a little bit more, like we learned last week, like focusing a flashlight on that very beginning of the breath, that moment when the breath cycle changes from the out-breath and that little space between, and the air starts to flow. Just like watching a wave come in, watching when it comes, that very beginning of the wave, trying to catch each one of those. Again, without tension, without agenda. Trying to see without influencing, to see without changing. The very first arising of the breath. When recognizing that you're lost in thought, releasing the thought, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, letting the breath come back to the forefront. Now noticing the middle of that in-breath, when the lungs expand, the belly relaxes and widens, highlighting that in your experience, like shining that flashlight of our mindfulness, particularly attending to this middle section of the in-breath. watching as it arises. And it shifts to something else as the out-breath happens. And noticing when it arises again, like a merry-go-round, watching a child go around each time. Oh, here they come again. And now again. In the same way, noticing the very end of the out of the in-breath. And how somehow the breath changes from in to out, inhaling to exhaling. Practicing on this cusp, this transition of letting go of control. The breath goes on all day without any of our influence, without any of our control. We're just learning to observe, to be present for it. Watching that merry-go-round, here's that transition from in-breath to out-breath. And here it comes again. Now, noticing the beginning or the middle of that out-breath, of the exhale. The releasing, the letting go of the air. Highlighting this in our meditation, in our awareness. How the breath somehow lets go of our body. And somehow that teaches us something about letting go in other areas of our life. Letting yourself release into that breath, into that out-breath. And now noticing that transition from the out-breath to the in-breath. that little pause between our breath and inhalation. If you can observe without influencing it, it's amazing how the body just knows. Such a natural process of breath, of breathing. And we simply observe that transition, just like you would observe the rising of a sound and fading of that sound. And finally, letting your awareness follow that whole cycle of the breath. The very beginning, the fullness of the middle of the in-breath, the transition from in to out, the fullness to the exhale. And this transition between out-breath and in-breath. Letting the mindfulness be pliable, soft, and just connected. Connected to the rising and falling of this breath. Relaxing into nothing that needs to be done. Simply observing, simply sensing. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Letting that be included in the meditation. And after the third strike, coming out of the meditation very gradually, just how you would observe that change of the in-breath to the out-breath. Watch what it feels like to shift from meditating to your normal consciousness. And as the sound fades, gently open your eyes and just take in the experience of your environment, of your room.